Following the passing of the 80.4 trillion shilling supplementary budget, a section of opposition members of parliament is accusing the House of violating key legal procedures during its approval. Shadow Finance Minister Ibrahim Semujunganda says parliament did not follow the constitution, the Public Finance Management Act, and lacked the necessary work plans required before passing such a large supplementary allocation to various ministries and government departments. However, the Minister of State for Finance in charge of general duties, Henry Musasizi, dismisses the allegations, maintaining that the Public Finance Management Act was fully followed and that all necessary work plans were in place before Parliament passed the supplementary budget. In supplementary schedules, government seeks additional resources to address what the minister refers to as unforeseen spending pressures that have emerged just 5 months into the new financial year.